Hello.
It is the 17th of March, and here we have the picture for the 17th and 18th of March, consisting of the Empress, the Four of Cups, and the World, offering you the world. But then again, you may be more than happy with your world just the way it is. The Empress, the diva of the deck, as the embodiment of the sum total of all four queens, is in the upright and usually very happy where she or he is. The Empress, wearing her long, loose maternity gowns and lounging comfortably beside a waterfall on a beautiful day, is fertile. Number three is the number of creativity, and the waterfall gushes forth endlessly, a wellspring of creativity. She is interpreted to be Mother Nature and often represents a grandmother or mother or other matriarchal figure. Influenced by Venus, the beauty planet, she is reputed to be physically beautiful, and on the card, she certainly is. The Empress is often referred to as the woman of your dreams, and that woman may very well be you, having become the woman of your dreams, yourself, male or female. This combination of major and minor arcana can, of course, be interpreted more than one way. The apathetic, bored human on the Four of Cups, Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces, has been sitting in one spot for so long, all we can see of him or her is a bit of their face, the rest of him or her overgrown with thick tendrils of green ivy. The Morgan Greer card is what I'm looking at here. Traditionally, he or she simply sits under a tree, arms crossed, pouting or sulking. Three gold cups sit on the ground untouched, and yet another is offered from a golden cloud by the divine sky hand of the tarot. Will this too then be rejected? This could be as simple and literal as a pregnant empress turning down social invitations and alcohol. But the world has turned. The World, number 21, is the final card of the entire major arcana and has completed the life cycle begun by the young fool. This is a card of the universe, the upper stratosphere. The World card says, basically, you can have anything you want in the world, yet the center card is still apathetic or holding out. I can't stop thinking about something that popped up on YouTube a few days ago, which was something about how real biblical angels looked, as opposed to the whitewashed, blonde, gauzy depictions we're used to seeing at Christmas. Oh no. These are bizarre blobs of various body parts of various creatures, a pair of wings studded with giant, glaring eyeballs. Holy hell, it was the stuff of nightmares. But one of the more fascinating 3D type graphic illustrations looked very much like the traditional World card. In astronomy, there are four quadrants of the universe, and on the World card, we always see the four corners of the card protectively guarding the dancer who safely exists within the cosmic egg shape of laurels bound with red ribbon. They also show up on the Wheel of Fortune card. The heads of the four guardians, a bull, eagle, lion, and human, represent the four elements and face in all four directions. The 3D model was constructed according to a biblical description, and consisted of two gold rings interlocked, forming around a ball of light. At the top of these intersecting wheels are the four heads of our guardians, facing in all directions, which, when they turned, as if setting a direction, would send the whole cage shooting off, then turn again, moving sideways, back and forth, up, down, exactly the way UFOs move. So there is a lot of code in this card, which does represent space, and whatever they're calling UFOs now. I wonder if they were offended by the term, you know damn well who we are, and sent out a memo. The Empress may have put on some weight. Someone may simply need to cut out some drinking and eating, and like the cosmic dancer, holding two wands or batons in her left hands, with which I like to think she spins strands of DNA, could be simply barbells. There is a fantastic full moon in Virgo tomorrow, the worm moon, and for us Virgos, that's special. Full moons in general, though, can have us waxing like the moon and gaining weight, and as the moon in Cancer also influences the Four of Cups, we're reminded that drinking on a full moon can be like drinking at an altitude, another meaning of the world. The world is global travel, of course. This could be a new location entirely. The Empress can live anywhere in the world, yet we find her among the trees and waterfalls. You may be invited on a ride to space, but the Empress is the original Earth Mother, and she's not going anywhere, apparently.